Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Women Against War is hosting news consultant, law professor, and author Marjorie Cohn this weekend for presentations on drones and targeted killing, legal, moral, and political issues. Marjorie teaches at the Thomas Jefferson School of Law in San Diego, lectures globally on international human rights and U.S. foreign policy, and has done work on the complex issue of military drones. She's been a consultant for CBS News and a legal analyst for Court TV, and has also provided legal and political commentary on NPR and BBC, Pacifica, MSNBC, and CNN. She's testified before Congress and at military trials. She is Deputy Secretary General of the International Association of Democratic Lawyers and a former president of the National Lawyers Guild. She joins us this morning. As I mentioned, she is here this weekend. Women Against War are hosting her, and she has many events, beginning with one this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the University at Albany. And we will talk more about her schedule in a moment. But before we do that, we welcome Marjorie Cohn to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Joe.
Very nice to have you with us. So give us a sense of how you came to the subject and what ultimately the message that you want to get out with the book and with your speaking engagements.
Yes. Well, during the Bush administration, they started using drones for targeted killing in a very limited way. But with the Obama administration, drones have become Obama's weapon of choice. And one of the things that really disturbed me was this whole concept of American exceptionalism, where if we don't hear about Americans being killed with these drones, then it doesn't concern us. When we hear about ISIS beheading a person, it's horrific, and we get outraged, and we say, yes, we should go bomb over there. But we don't hear the stories or see the images of the victims of drone strikes. We don't see the babies with their limbs and their head strewn around, which does happen frequently as a result of these drone attacks. And so I thought that it would be important to cover this subject, get the word out to people from different angles, and that's why I put together this collection, which is interdisciplinary. It includes essays from law professors, philosophers, political analysts, etc. And the preface, the foreword actually, is written by Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The reason I invited him to write the foreword is because a few years back, there was a leak of a white paper from the Department of Justice which set forth rules for the targeted killing of U.S. citizens. And whereas people were not too concerned when they would hear an occasional report of foreigners being killed with drones, once it became clear that Americans could be targeted, people were outraged. Rand Paul mounted his 13-hour filibuster of John Brennan's nomination for CIA director. And that motivated Archbishop Tutu to write a letter to the New York Times basically saying, do you mean to say that our lives are not as important as American lives? So I asked him to write the foreword, and he elaborates on that premise in the foreword.
When it comes to this issue, it seems that you make the point in the book that there's a lot that we as a nation don't that we don't know, that we're not aware of, that information that is available. But then, of course, there's a lot of information that isn't available that we don't know about.
That's correct. And one of the things that we don't hear about, because the New York Times will say there was a drone strike and three militants were killed. What's a militant? Is that somebody who happened to be in the area? Is that someone who from Al-Qaeda? Who is that? There is a very, very high number of civilian casualties. And the Obama administration lies about the number of civilian casualties. In 2011, John Brennan, who was then the counterterrorism director for Obama, said that there were no civilian casualties in almost the last year. And we know that to be patently false. The Bureau of Investigative Journalism out of London, the premier organization for documenting civilian casualties, and they actually wrote a chapter in the book, says that the number is quite high. Obama has evidently killed many more people. Some people say up to 4,500 people with targeted killings using drones and other methods than died on 9/11.
Okay.
More people than died on 9/11, probably about 4,500.
And he hasn't, the administration.
Yes, but there is a kill list on Terror Tuesdays. This came out in the New York Times. Shane and Baker talked about it, where on Terror Tuesdays, Obama and John Brennan make final decisions about who is going to be killed that week. Now, one of the things that has happened to shed a light on this very secret program is the revelation of the drone papers to The Intercept. And this just came out a few weeks ago, where a new whistleblower joined Edward Snowden, Chelsea Manning, John Kiriakou in revealing to The Intercept classified documents, slides, and papers about the drone program. And one of the revelations was the kill chain. And this source, who is remaining anonymous because of Obama's vigorous prosecution of whistleblowers, said, quote, "This outrageous explosion of watch listing, of monitoring people and racking and stacking them on lists, assigning them numbers, assigning them baseball cards, assigning them death sentences without notice on a worldwide battlefield, it was, from the very first instance, wrong." And he talks about a number of issues, some of which we knew about, some of which were real revelations, very, very important in creating the transparency that Obama has always promised, but certainly has not come forth with around this drone program.
You make this point, but I'm curious as to, is this just the new weapon of choice? Or is this opening up entire new opportunities when it comes to killing?
Drones are Obama's weapon of choice because U.S. soldiers don't get killed. And we learned from the Vietnam War, the government learned from the Vietnam War, that Americans don't like it when, understandably, when U.S. citizens come back in body bags. And the drones are supposed to be surgical strikes. They're supposed to get the bad guys. The problem is that they are not so surgical. And there have been many studies, including one called Living Under Drones by NYU Law School and Stanford Law School, saying that this is patently false. The Obama administration mounts two different kinds of strikes. One is called personality strikes, where they target supposed known terrorists. And the other is signature strikes, where they don't even know who they're killing. They're targeting areas of suspicious activity. So if you're a male of military age, then you could be targeted. And you are considered, and we learned this from these drone papers, enemies killed in action unless there is evidence posthumously proving you innocent. This violates many, many laws. It violates the UN Charter, it violates the Geneva Conventions, and it violates the Due Process Clause, which we have in our Constitution and is also present in treaties the United States has ratified.
Marjorie Cohn is in town thanks to Women Against War, and she has many events, and I'm going to read them to you now. She is going to be at the University at Albany Humanities Building at 1 o'clock. It's room 354 at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight at 4 o'clock, or this afternoon at 4 o'clock, she'll be at the Albany Law School at the Matthew Bender Classroom on New Scotland Avenue in Albany. And all these are open to the public and free. On Saturday, she'll be at the Women Against War's annual gathering at the St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. And that starts at 7, although there will be a potluck beginning at 5. And then on Sunday at 11:30, she will be at the Forum of the First Unitarian Universalist Society of Albany. So they really have you working this weekend. You're going to be doing a lot of events and very important work indeed. You can find out more information about Marjorie Cohn and read her articles and find out more about the book, which is Drones and Targeted Killing, Legal, Moral, and Political Issues, by going to her website, which is Marjorie, MarjorieCohn, MarjorieCohn.com. Marjorie, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.